Hey, beautiful friend. Welcome back to the Meant to Bloom podcast. This is the personal growth podcast specially curated for hot mess moms. This is the show where we talk about real life motherhood struggles, plus some simple steps and strategies to take control of your time, drop the mom guilt, strengthen your sanity, and start to unblock your joy. Join me and take the journey from overwhelmed to overjoyed, from hot mess to happy mom. I am so glad you're here. I was watching a reel the other day, and this guy was cleaning out his wood stove. And if you've ever had a wood stove, like one with the glass front, we have one of these right now. A wood stove with a glass front, and the front of it gets so like gunky and grimy. And he was talking about how he's tried so many different kinds of like chemicals and different cleaning agents to try to get it clean, but everything ends up like making it worse or just not working at all, like making it a mess. And so if you've ever had one of these like glass front wood stoves get totally covered in soot and everything, like, you know exactly what I mean. But anyways, he was using it as a demonstration that the cure is often in the disease or the problem. All right. So in your wood stove, the problem is you have all this soot on that glass door, that glass window on the front. And do you know the best cleaning agent for that? The best thing is to get a paper towel and put a little bit of ash from the fire and use that ash to wipe it clean. Works like a charm. It will be the cleanest glass you've ever seen. That's exactly what my husband does too. But when he said the cure is often in the disease, that makes me think like, okay, well, what's a vaccine? It's a little bit of the disease. All of the time, like, this really does come in, like, the cure is in the problem, the cure is in the disease. So often we come up against a problem and we're trying to run in the opposite direction instead of figuring out how can we use the problem to solve the problem. Now, I feel like a lot of us here can resonate. The biggest problem, like, overarching problem, the greatest theme of, you know, problems in motherhood tend to be that we are overwhelmed, that we feel like hamsters running on a wheel, like we're constantly doing, but we don't see anything getting done. And it's frustrating and it's exhausting. And I get it. I've been there. I've been there frequently. But here's the thing. I've also solved that problem on a number of occasions. I've also found my way how to get through it. Sometimes I forget it and I come up against that wall again and then I have to remember this is how you get through this, okay? So the biggest problem is that you're doing too much all day long, but it feels like you don't have time to do anything else, right? So if the problem is in the cure, or if the cure is in the problem, what can we derive from this situation here? You've got to do less in order to get more done. I know it sounds like it doesn't make sense, but I've been talking about doing the bare minimum for a long time. Once or twice a year, I host this challenge called the Mindset Realign. And some of you might even have my Mindset Realign, have purchased it as a course to be able to keep forever, like a mini course, a 5-day challenge. It comes with a workbook and a video series. I don't think I currently have it available anywhere right now because of the platform switch up. I do plan on hosting that live at some point soon. But in that, I dedicated an entire day to getting focused on your bare minimum at home. And I feel like I haven't talked about that with you guys in a while, but it is very much the cure being in the problem. If you feel overwhelmed and exhausted doing too much, you need to intentionally do less. You need to focus in on fewer things that must get done and let everything else be okay on the back burner, be okay in the waiting, right? So here's how you determine what your bare minimum is. Like, this is your just enough, okay? What can you get away with, you know, doing the very least possible? And I mean in your home, very much in your home. Because I know some of us have like outer responsibilities we have to do and all this stuff. But when it comes to your home, if you were to get sick for a day and someone else was coming in to take care of you and to take over your responsibilities in the home, what are those things you're going to ask that person to do? Whether it's, you know, your mom or your husband or your best friend or a loving, caring neighbor, someone from church. If someone else was coming into your home to do your job for the day because you are sick, you are in bed, you can't get up, what are like the couple of things you're going to have them do? Because there's no way you're going to ask someone else to do everything you do all day long. Because we carry all this guilt, right? I don't want to be a burden on someone else. If you're going to come in and help and you're really, really excited to help me, I'm going to give you a couple of things to do to keep you busy and to help me out. But I'm not going to tell you everything I do all day because I know a normal person can't handle that, right? But we're going to bend over backwards to make sure we do everything that needs done in a day, right? This is heavy sarcasm, if you can't tell. We have to stop doing that. We have to stop carrying around this guilt of other people helping us. We have to stop thinking it's wrong for other people to help us. And we have to stop thinking that we're better than other people and somehow also worse than other people, right? We can't expect more from ourselves than we expect from other people. We have to stop doing that. Put your ego in check here. But also somehow we struggle with our worth and value and think that we don't do enough, even though we're convinced we do more than everyone else. Or we do more than we'd expect anyone else to do in our circumstances, right? Let's get a little perspective on that one. So what are those couple of things? Getting back to the main point, what's your bare minimum? Because to me, it's like even I can put off dishes for a day. If I load or unload in a day, it won't get too out of control. I don't even have to load, unload, reload. Like, I don't feel the need to have my sink completely emptied every day. It's really awesome when I do that. But to me, that's like extra credit, bonus points, super exciting. But on the day-to-day, as long as I do something with some of the dishes, as long as I have clean dishes, we're okay. As long as I have clean plates for dinner, we're fine. I don't need everything to be perfectly done, right? As long as I do laundry every couple of days, as long as I have a load clean, it doesn't even have to be folded to me. As long as I have clean laundry, as long as I have clean black leggings, my husband has clean work pants, my kids have clean pajamas because that's all they ever wear, then we're fine. So if I do one load that has the bare minimum in it every day to make sure that's clean, boom, done. Done. I don't even feel the need to pick up all the toys every day. But I do a sweep of the house to pick up all of the food, the dishes, and the trash that accumulates throughout the day because I don't want rats or maggots or anything like that. We have a pretty big house. So if a dish with food on it falls behind a couch, like it could be there a while. It could result in pests without anyone knowing about it. So that's kind of one of the top priorities is doing that sweep, that quick cleanup, which is something my kids can actually do for me on a lot of days. But I take it on as that responsibility to make sure it gets done. So that's it. Those are my three things that I'm like, those are the three things that like, need to get done every day so that my house can maintain. Okay. And now everything else I consider like extra credit. I consider bonuses. I let myself feel really good about everything I do on top of that because I've set the bar low. Like this is the minimum. It's not like I'm going to do the minimum every single day, all day. But if that's where my bar is, that says that's enough, and I keep it pretty low, I can hit just enough pretty much every single day. And I can remind myself every single day, like, that's enough. I did do enough. Stop tying my worth to my productivity because I did enough. And I am enough. And everything else is bonus and extra credit and time to myself and time with my kids, right? It is so relieving. And my home has never been cleaner. I was constantly on that awful hamster wheel of doing so much work, feeling like nothing was being shown for it. And a lot of it was my mindset and how I viewed it, because I thought I wasn't doing enough, because I had this big, long master list of 35 things I needed to get done, needed, air quotes needed. I didn't need to. These were things I wanted to get done in order to have a clean house that I could be proud of, right? But I didn't really need it. We could still function without it. You can be a happy, healthy, well-connected family and still live in a messy house. Your house can be messy. But let's do the bare minimum so that it's functional, so that it's not filthy, right? So that we're not attracting pests and rodents and, you know, it's not nasty, right? My house is not nasty. It's messy, but it's not nasty. That is an important differentiation. And when you realize the difference, you can become like way more comfortable being in a messy house, knowing that it's not nasty. Like, this is mess. These are toys. Like, this isn't garbage I'm surrounded by. These are, you know, valuable things to us. They're just not in the right spot. They're just, you know, out in the open, being used, being played with, or, you know, having been forgotten to be put away. And that's okay. Happy, healthy families can live in messy houses. We just need to, you know, keep it to a level where CPS wouldn't take the kids away. You know, keep things to a level where you don't have mold and pests that are putting your kids in the hospital, right? Like, you're a great mom. Look at you. You're not making your kids sick. Good job. It's a bare minimum. It's enough. Right? Like, you fed your kids. They are healthy. Boom. It's enough. Now you can start putting the icing on the cake, right? Now you can start building memories with them and having fun with them and, you know, letting go of the need to control every single thing that you cannot physically control, because we cannot control every single thing. It's just, it can free up so much mental space. It can free up so much of your time. Focus in on the bare minimum, set that bar, and pay attention to every time you jump over it, you know, every time you do better than the bare minimum. And here's the thing, is I had 3 really bad days. All right. I've been in the habit of knowing my bare minimum, sticking to my bare minimum, and achieving higher than my bare minimum on many days for, you know, like 4 years now, maybe. Like, it's been a while. I think we're going into the 4th year of me knowing my bare minimum and sticking with it and having that be a thing in my life. And I had 3 kind of crappy days. All right. I was supposed to go to a family Christmas party. I ended up with a bad panic attack. And then I ended up crying for hours because my grandma never baked cookies with me. So that was a lot of fun, right? Like, and then the next day I ended up with like a stomach bug and I puked and, it was really awful. And all I ate that day really was like toast and coffee and then a little bit of chicken soup and crackers, and some ginger ale. And I just felt really bad all day. And I only drank half my coffee in the morning, which usually I drink like 3 coffees. So 3rd day, I woke up with a really bad headache from caffeine withdrawal because I didn't keep up with that because I couldn't keep anything down. So that was so much fun. Like, I had 3 days where I was not very efficient in the home, right? I had 3 days. One of those days was really, really bad. The one where I puked because I couldn't even have my kids climbing on me. That was a bummer. I hated that. Plus puking. I puked in the shower. I'm sorry if it's TMI. I puked in the shower and had to clean it out of the chunks were all in the hair drain, in the hair trap inside the drain. And I had to clean that out, which, pro tip, if you have to clean up puke and you kind of have one of those stomachs that puke makes you want to puke. That's me. Convince yourself, tell yourself a story that puke is something else that it resembles. Okay. So in the shower, I'm telling myself, why was I making an oatmeal smoothie in the shower? How did I spill oatmeal smoothie all over the shower? And I just kept repeating that to myself. And like, my gag reflex just did not kick in. It was totally fine. And I did this like a few days ago when my oldest, not my youngest, tried to puke in the bathroom. He had a puke and he ran to the toilet, but he didn't lift the lid in time. So he puked all over the top of the toilet. And I told myself it was beef stew. Like, it's just soup. It's just soup. We spilled soup on the toilet. It's fine. I can clean it up. And it totally like worked, overcoming that mental hurdle of wanting to just like vomit because there's vomit. So that, yeah, that's just a bonus tip for you there. Sorry if the puke talk activated your gag reflex and has you dry heaving right now. I'm very sorry. But it had to be said because it's helpful. It's helpful knowledge, right? That's why I'm here. Anyways, so let's go ahead and make room to do less. Okay, here's one way that you can really, really help. And I know everyone talks about it, and it just feels like it's such a trendy thing and whatnot, but decluttering, honestly, if you get rid of the extra physical things in your home, it really does make it easier to manage. And honestly, like toys, setting up a toy library. I have an episode about that. I think it's number 33. It was a while ago. Setting up a toy library where most of the like multi-piece toys, the things that are difficult to put away, the things that tend to get like lose pieces and get jumbled up, keeping those stored somewhere out of access, out of reach of your children, so that they have to ask to play with it and they can only bring one thing out at a time. Really, really cuts down on the mess and makes the mess way more manageable. Like, my kids can clean up their own toys. I can toss all their toys in one little like toy box in the living room and vacuum whenever I want to. Like, it's not hard. It used to be an hour-long process to put away toys because I let them have everything, or I tried a rotation and I never like rotated things out, but it was still a lot of things and it was still difficult to like put it all away correctly. And I hated it. So, I mean, that's just my two cents right there. Getting rid of a lot of your extra dishes so that you're forced to do dishes more often. I'm sorry, I don't know if you can hear my dog barking right now. I'm wondering if we're getting a like package delivered. I don't think you can hear him. I can hear him though, and he's really distracting to me. Anyways, that's pretty much the gist of it today. So the cure is in the problem. All right, hit the problem head on. Stop trying to run from it and flee from it and do the opposite, right? Like, the problem is we have too much to do, so we try to do more things. If you have too much to do, maybe you need to focus on how to do less, right? Totally counterintuitive. But honestly, this is what's life-changing and so much freedom in it, right? And if you get rid of some of that extra stuff that you're, constantly having to move to clean, it can make things so much easier. Really, really, really can. Keeping certain surfaces cleared so that you can, focus a little bit better, so it just doesn't feel messy all the time. Definitely, definitely helpful. But honestly, just find that bare minimum. Figure out where that bar is. If someone was coming in to do your work for you, what would be those few things you'd say, this needs to get done today, or I'm gonna be, my house can't function if I don't get these done. Really, be honest about it. What needs to get done in order for your home to function? Not what do you wish you could do every day, right? All right, friend, I love you so much. Be taking care of yourself. Lean into the empowerment of who you are and what your role is. And just being a mom is so totally cool. It really is. Being the homemaker, the head of household, the like we always say, head of household. Like, growing up, I felt like head of household was, the breadwinner, the one who's bringing home all the money. But just like, honestly, that one's outside the home more. The breadwinner is like outside of the home. If your man is off making you money all day long, he's not really head of house. You are. You're the one who's left in charge all day long while he's out bringing home the money, right? Sorry if I sound like a trad wife here, but that's just the role I've got. I think a lot of us are stay-at-home moms, homemakers, and you can relate to that. But if that's the case, like, if you're the one making the decisions of the house, you're the one carrying the burdens of the home, you're the one carrying all that responsibility, you are head of house. You are the homemaker. You're the bread baker. Like, know who you are. Know your worth. Know your value. Don't get down on the fact that you have so many responsibilities. Like, you're the CEO. You're the one in charge. Let's start delegating. Let's start streamlining. Let's start, you know, implementing systems to make processes easier. Whatever it is, you know, like, let's make it so that you can take more vacation days because you're the CEO. Like, you're the one in charge here. You get time off. How much time does the president of the United States spend golfing, right? Like, delegate. Decide what needs to get done by you. Do that. Keep it simple. And enjoy your time off, right? All right, fine. I love you so much. Thank you so much for being here. I can't wait until next time. Hey, gorgeous. I gotta let you know that right now I am running a 50% off sale on all of the Everyday Joy planners. Okay, the Everyday Joy planner, as you know it, is retiring and I am clearing out my inventory. It is all 50% off, which puts basically everything is at cost plus shipping. And I'm including free shipping, like shipping's included in the price when you buy these off of Etsy. So mentabloom.etsy.com, it will be linked in your description below. And go check them out. I have a handful of designs. There's weekly planners, there's daily planners, there's the one-day tearaway planner, there are spiral planners, and they're all 50% off until gone. Price points are $5, $10, and $15. Super cheap, super affordable. These are the 90-day planners and six-month weekly planners. So check those out. Again, that's mentabloom.etsy.com, and they are on sale until gone. This is clearance, clear out. They will be disappearing. The Everyday Joy Planner, as you know it, is no longer in print. So get these while I got them.